The university is shocked and indeed horrified that this would befall us, and I want to extend my deepest and most sincere and profound sympathies to the families of these victims, which include our students. We are currently in the process of notifying next of kin. The Virginia Tech police are being assisted by numerous other jurisdictions, including Montgomery County. Crime scenes are being investigated by the university police, the FBI, and the state police. We continue to work to identify the victims that have been impacted by this tragedy. I cannot begin to convey my own personal sense of loss over this senseless and incomprehensible heinous act. The university will immediately set up counseling centers. So far, centers have been identified in Ambler Johnson and the Cook Counseling Center to work with our campus community and their families. Now, here are some of the facts as we know them. At about 7:15 this morning, a 9/11 call came to the University Police Department concerning an event in West Ambler Johnson Hall. There were multiple shooting victims. While in the process of investigating, about 2 hours later, the university received reports of a shooting in Norris Hall. The police immediately responded. The shooter in Norris Hall is deceased. There are multiple fatalities. The number of fatalities has not been confirmed. Victims have been transported to various hospitals in the immediate area in the region to receive emergency treatment. And we will proceed to contact the next of kin as the victims' identities are available. All classes are canceled and the university is closed for the remainder of the day. The university will open tomorrow at 8 a.m., but classes will be canceled on Tuesday. The police are currently staging the release of people from campus buildings. Families wishing to reunite with their students are suggested to meet at the end at Virginia Tech, the building we're in today. We're making plans for a convocation tomorrow at noon in Castle Coliseum for the university to come together to begin the healing process with this terrible tragedy. That ends my prepared comments. We would be happy to respond to any specific questions that you might have.
And I would ask the chief to come forward. President.
Sir, can you tell us if the shooter was a student, and if the how many victims, fatal victims are, and if they were students?
We do not know if the shooter was a student or not. The case is still under investigation. As far as the victims, some were students, yes.
Were the other ones active groups, or?
It's still early in the investigation, yeah. We have not determined yet who all the victims are as far as whether they're connected as students or not.
And how many wounded were there?
I don't have the answer for the wounded yet.
Do we have a ballpark figure?
We have a ballpark figure on fatalities. It's at least 20 fatalities.
Walked into a classroom and opened fire, is that true?
Some of the victims were shot in the classroom.
So the gunman walked into a classroom and opened fire when the
there? Some of the victims were shot in a classroom.
Do you believe it was one gunman and that gunman is lucky?
At this time, we believe it is only one gunman, yes.
And where is that gunman?
He is deceased.
There's another in custody, you said?
No.
Did the gunman shoot himself, or was he?
We're still determining the facts of that.
Was there any kind of shootout or altercation with law enforcement officers?
Again, it's still early in the investigation. We're still determining the facts of how he died.
The sequence of events was there was the shooting at the residence hall, and then 2 hours later there was a shooting at Norris Hall.
That's correct.
So how many of the roughly 20 fatal victims were at the residence, and how many were at Norris?
I have no idea.
So you had a ballpark figure on the fatalities.
Oh, you're asking me fatalities at the residence hall? I'm sorry, I misunderstood your question.
How many people killed at the Ambler Johnson, and how many killed at Norris?
At the West Ambler Johnson, we have one confirmed fatality.
Okay. And then, so the rest of them were at Norris. That was all in one classroom or multiple classrooms?
It's multiple locations inside of the building.
All in one building, okay.
We should note that we have no evidence that these two are related.
Is it the assumption, though, that they are related?
No.
We haven't made any assumptions. It's still early in the investigation. That's one question we will be trying to determine during the course of the investigation.
Do you know what kind of weapon was used?
I cannot release that at this time.
I mean, are you talking handgun, though, or rifle? Or?
Again, I cannot release that at this time.
In each case, there are fatalities. The university is shocked and indeed horrified that this would befall us, and I want to extend my deepest and most sincere and profound sympathies to the families of these victims, which include our students. We are currently in the process of notifying next of kin. The Virginia Tech police are being assisted by numerous other jurisdictions, including Montgomery County. Crime scenes are being investigated by the university police, the FBI, and the state police. We continue to work to identify the victims that have been impacted by this tragedy. I cannot begin to convey my own personal sense of loss over this senseless and incomprehensible heinous act. The university will immediately set up counseling centers. So far, centers have been identified in Ambler Johnson and the Cook Counseling Center to work with our campus community and their families. Now, here are some of the facts as we know them. At about 7:15 this morning, a 9/11 call came to the University Police Department concerning an event in West Ambler Johnson Hall. There were multiple shooting victims. While in the process of investigating, about 2 hours later, the university received reports of a shooting in Norris Hall. The police immediately responded. The shooter in Norris Hall is deceased. There are multiple fatalities. The number of fatalities has not been confirmed. Victims have been transported to various hospitals in the immediate area in the region to receive emergency treatment. And we will proceed to contact the next of kin as the victims' identities are available. All classes are canceled, and the university is closed for the remainder of the day. The university will open tomorrow at 8 a.m., but classes will be canceled on Tuesday. The police are currently staging the release of people from campus buildings. Families wishing to reunite with their students are suggested to meet at the end at Virginia Tech, the building we're in today. We're making plans for a convocation tomorrow at noon in Castle Coliseum for the university to come together to begin the healing process with this terrible tragedy. That ends my prepared comments. We would be happy to respond to any specific questions that you might have.
And I would ask the chief to come forward. President.
Okay. Sir, can you tell us if the shooter was a student, and if the how many victims, fatal victims are, and if they were students?
We do not know if the shooter was a student or not. The case is still under investigation. As far as the victims, some were students, yes.
Were the other ones active groups, or?
It's still early in the investigation, yeah. We have not determined yet who all the victims are as far as whether they're connected as students or not.
And how many wounded were there?
I don't have the answer for the wounded yet.
Do we have a ballpark figure?
We have a ballpark figure on fatalities. It's at least 20 fatalities.
We heard that someone just walked into a classroom and opened fire. Is that true?
Some of the victims were shot in the classroom.
So gunmen walked into a classroom and opened fire when students were in there?
Some of the victims were shot in a classroom.
Do you believe it was one gunman and that gunman is lucky?
At this time, we believe it is only one gunman, yes.
And where is that gunman?
He is deceased.
There's another in custody, you said?
No.
Did the gunman shoot himself, or was he?
We're still determining the facts of that.
Was there any kind of shootout or altercation with law enforcement officers?
Again, it's still early in the investigation. We're still determining the facts of how he died.
The sequence of events was there was the shooting at the residence hall, and then 2 hours later there was a shooting at Norris Hall.
That's correct.
So how many of the roughly 20 fatal victims were at the residence, and how many were at Norris?
I have no idea.
So you had a ballpark figure on the fatalities.
Oh, you're asking me fatalities at the residence hall? I'm sorry, I misunderstood your question.
How many people killed at the Ambler Johnson, and how many killed at Norris?
At the West Ambler Johnson, we have one confirmed fatality.
Okay. one classroom or multiple classrooms?
It's multiple locations inside the building.
All in one building, okay.
We should note that we're not, we have no evidence that these two are related.
Is it the assumption, though, that they are related?
No.
We haven't made any assumptions. It's still early in investigation. That's one question we will be trying to determine during the course of the investigation.
Do you know what kind of weapon was used?
I cannot release that at this time.
I mean, are you talking handgun, though, or rifle?
Again, I cannot release that at this time.
Okay.